Hello again, and welcome back, pardon me, to the Vox Pop, WMC's live daily afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Alan Chartok. Under legislation endorsed by the State Assembly, New York City and Long Island would get to see hundreds of new school zone speed cameras. The measure would authorize up to 69 cameras in Suffolk County, 56 in Nassau County. New York City already has 20 of the devices and would get 120 more if the bill passes. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is praising the assembly bill, arguing it truly saves lives, but at $50 a ticket plus $25 more for failure to pay for going 10 miles per hour over the 30-mile-hour speed limit, the cameras could mean millions of dollars for local governments since the 20 cameras were installed in cities' school zones in mid-January. They've issued over 12,000 tickets, racking up over $600,000 in fine. Proponents say it's a safety issue. Opponents say it's revenue. The Senate looks at it next. What do you think of speed cameras in school zones or in general traffic? And let me just expand the concept, because I happen to believe, as somebody who comes up, back and forth to the city and to other places and sees these crazy, crazy people, driving as if they're mad. To me, the speed limit is a speed limit. If you want to say, okay, you can go in a 65-mile-an-hour zone, you can go up to 70 miles an hour, and everybody sort of knows it, okay. But the idea that some of these people who get their kicks and who are either passive-aggressive or something crazy aren't called to account for what they do. How many times have you been behind some jerk who is weaving in and out of traffic, endangering everybody? Or when you think about the school zone issue, by the way, it's 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. When you think about the school issue, what if it were your kid who some jackass was coming down the lane going, 50 in a 20-mile-an-hour school zone area? And we've all seen it happen. I think it's a terrific idea. Now, there will be people who say it's not right. There's an issue here of privacy. Well, balance some kid's life. Let me ask you this. What if it were just one child, one tragic child who had been run over by a speeding person? The reason the speed limits are so low is because of that. And I have to ask you this. What if it were just one child? Forget about, hundreds and maybe thousands of children that might get saved by doing this. So from my perspective, all good. I'm for it. And anybody who doesn't agree, you're invited. Believe me. Bring it on. Bring it on. 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. And we'll go to Bill in Niskayuna. Okay, Bill, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan. Yeah, this is a great subject, and I think a lot of people need to look at their own true selves to see
exactly
what is in their long-term best interests. And I, for one, have found that it has taken a jump start to get me to change a bad behavior. It's also taken a little bit of a look at what the real important things are in my life to get me to change my behavior. And I think knowing that speed cameras were on the thruway, keeping track of what speed I was doing, would probably make me feel watched and make me feel like I should reevaluate my priorities.
Yeah.
And in the long term, it's probably better for me not to speed. End of story for me. Thanks.
Why do you think people speed? I mean, what makes them speed? What do you think?
Because their priorities aren't right, and that's a fact. If you knew you were going to die in an accident by speeding at that moment, would you do it? You think you're going to be 5 minutes late to your appointment.
I don't think it's only that. I think there's something else. There's something macho, something, I don't know what it is that makes people.
I don't believe that, Alan. I think,
really?
Because it rubs off after a while. I mean, if you've been speeding for more than 5 minutes, you're not even thinking of yourself as speeding anymore. You're back to your conversation or back to whatever things are weighing on your mind.
My friend, the late John Lipsky, used to say that he loved driving with me. And he'd say that my other friend, Jules, J-U-L-E-S, actually, that wasn't his name, also gone now, and who was a terrific driver, precision driver, TD sports cars, all the rest of that kind of stuff. And he'd say, I'd say, no, he's a much better driver than I am. He said, no, you're scared. I've often thought of that. I think there is something to it. Hey, Bill, thanks for the great call. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Al.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Tyler in Mechanicville. Okay, Tyler, you're on.
Hey, how's it going? First time calling.
Good.
I just recently moved back a couple years ago from Arizona, and they had a camera set up out there. They were actually run by an Australian company. They maintained them and issued the tickets. The tickets weren't actually issued by the state. They gave a percentage to the state and kept the majority of it from themselves. I don't know how it works here in New York, but they ended up going to the state Supreme Court. People were fighting the tickets. And the state Supreme Court of Arizona determined that in order to be issued a ticket, you have to be issued it by an officer of the court, and the mail wasn't a proper device in order to receive that ticket. So I don't know. I don't know how it works here or how it's going to work here, but it didn't work out well in Arizona. They ended up taking all the cameras down.
You know, Tyler, I had a cab driver in New York one day who told me that it's like playing musical chairs because there are lots of cameras posted in the intersections, the major intersections. And if the light turned while you were just about to go through, your front wheels were over the line, you got the ticket. And it was expensive.
Yeah.
I forget what it was. But anyway, I have no sympathy for the argument that it has to be an officer of the court. I mean, otherwise, just change it. Change the way it's done. Hey, Tyler, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yep. Okay. 1-800-348-2551, one free phone now, and we'll go to Josh in New Paltz. Okay, Josh in New Paltz, you're on.
Hey, that's Sure Talk.
Hey.
Basically, the way I feel about this is that death enforcement cameras deny a person the constitutional right to face their accuser.
Uh-huh.
The camera can't show up in court, and there's the issue of the accuracy of the cameras. I agree with you wholeheartedly that people should not be speeding through school zones, and that is an egregious violation of our traffic laws. But I think if it is that big of a problem, they should be stationing police officers there.
Yeah, what if there aren't enough police officers? We're trying to save them some money here.
Well, I mean, then isn't the issue, like, do we not have enough police officers to enforce the laws?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, obviously, there are people who speed all the time through speed zones. And we know it. And it's intolerable as far as I'm concerned. What if your kid were murdered by some jerk who's driving 50 miles an hour through a 20-mile-an-hour speed zone?
I completely agree with you, but aren't you abdicating administrative discretion from an officer's standpoint by giving that to a computer?
Yeah, well, you know, every time you got administrative discretion, you've got the potential for something equally as bad, you know. I mean, you know, those everybody who gets caught speeding, all those who are contesting their tickets over to that side, okay, you get parking on the side of the road tickets instead of speeding. I don't know that I like that either.
Well, they only do that because the fines for those go entirely to the jurisdiction rather than partially to the state.
Yeah, and the way that a lot of people are saying this is, hey, you know, this is really all about the money. It's not about, I don't care if it's about the money. What I really care about is the behavior that gets changed by the bad actors. Josh, go ahead.
I was just saying, like, the important thing is that we already have selective enforcement of our traffic safety laws. You know, via our police officers. There's just no way to absolutely uphold the constitutional right to face your accuser if the accuser happens to be an automated device.
Well, as one Supreme Court justice once said, the Constitution is what we say it is, and we'll see what they say it is. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah, bye-bye. 1-800-348-2551. We'll go very quickly to Ann in Salisbury. Okay, Ann, your turn. Go ahead.
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
I agree with you completely. And I just wish that people who would object to these kind of, these kind of things, just like with gun control,
sure,
you know, would think about, you know, this is not an intellectual exercise. These things are, you know, to save lives, children's lives, and we don't balance, you know, the notion of individual liberty enough with our responsibility, you know,
either
to each other
when
we consider these things.
Hey, Ann, either you're speeding or you're not. You know, it's real simple. So
well, that's it. Yeah. I mean, exactly. So either we're, you know, and it's the same thing with guns.
Yep.
You know, just this is the exclusive focus on individual liberty when, you know, and it's such an abstract sense. I mean, even some of the justices, there's talk now about reconsidering the Second Amendment because, you know, it was for militias. It was a very specific purpose, the Second Amendment.
I wish you were right. I don't think you are.
Well,
I don't think these five characters are going to do that. Hey,
no.
Ann, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, thank you. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Support for WAMC goes to Mashokan Center, Olive Ridge, New York, a classroom in the wild helping schools, organizations, and individuals reconnect with history, nature, and the arts. AshokanCenter.org. Bistro 63 at the Monkey Bar, downtown Amherst, offering casual lunches and dinners featuring steaks, seafood, cocktails, and wines using local organic products, banquet facilities, and patio dining, bistro63.com. The Montessori School of the Berkshires, working to foster independence in an experimental learning environment, offering 8 weeks of summer programs for ages 3 through 12, berkshiremontessori.org. And Dr. Joseph Cohen, optometrist, eye examinations at classic eyewear in historic Uptown Kingston, most insurance is accepted, optical diversity in the Hudson Valley, CohenOptometry.com.
I got to thank Ray Graff for that wonderful musical interlude. Terrific. Let's speed right through this. Get it? Let's go to Shaul in Amherst, Massachusetts, 1-800-348-2551. Shaul, you're on the air. Hello. Hello, Shaul. Shaul, the way it works is you got to turn your radio off and listen through the phone. That's the only way to do it. Shaul. Goodbye. Okay. Shaul lost his turn. I hate that. But let's go to Lewis in Woodstock. Okay, Lewis in Woodstock, you're on.
Okay, I'm on?
You are on.
All right. This is 14A calling...
Yeah, I
what
got
is it? 2B, was it?
2B. Go ahead, Lewis.
2B. Hi. To be or not to be. Listen, the only problem with the tickets being issued is that you get points for speeding. You get points for going through a red light. And who's getting the points?
I don't know.
Not the driver. It's the vehicle or the person is registered to. That's the problem, number one. Number two, how much money has New York City gotten for their going through the red light things? Or speeding. New York City is really big on that, and I think they get like millions and millions. So it's not a bad thing, and it's a safety thing, but who gets the points?
Well, let's put it this way.
Do you get the tickets? Do you have to pay the tickets? There's no proof that who's driving the car. So if you get the tickets and you have to pay the $100 or whatever, points should be questionable.
Okay. Well, I'm sure somebody's going to figure that out, Lewis, and it's a very good point. I'll cogitate on that. We all will. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it.
You bet. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Okay. Let's go to Jerry in Schenectady. Okay, Jerry, 1-800-348-2551. Go, Jerry.
Yeah. Hi, Alan. I have some reservations about this. Some schools, I see the speed limit is 15 or 20 miles per hour.
Right, that's
and
true.
Yet I never see any kids crossing the street. It's only a few times a day that they cross the street, or most of the kids ride the buses.
Yeah.
So it depends on how strictly they'd enforce the law.
Yeah.
Normally, there's already crossing guards where there needs to be, and if it's a little too dangerous, I'd rather see stoplights there.
Yeah.
So for the safety of the crossing guards and the kids there.
Well, stoplights are very expensive, as you know. My feeling about this is contrary to yours, that if we have to go a little slower, and that, as I said before, all it takes is one tragedy, one child being dropped off late or going across the street and not looking both ways. And by the way, I can't tell you how many of these I've heard about and I know about. Some great tragedies. And
that would be tragic. I
agree. And nobody is immune from it. So, you know, I think when the Assembly votes for it overwhelmingly, I think, you know, these are all, many of them are lawyers, not all of them, but I think they have a pretty good idea of what they're doing. Now, as Lewis from 14A pointed out earlier, that was his apartment, by the way. As Lewis pointed out, you know, some things have to be figured out about whether the car gets the ticket. I mean, for example, if you go over the bridge in on the way to New York, you know, over the Henry Hudson Bridge, whatever they call that thing, as you're going into Manhattan, that used to be 10 cents. Now it's $5. I think it's $5. You don't even stop anymore. They just take a picture of your license plate and they send you the bill. Fascinating stuff. I hear your concern, and when I come into the town of Egremont, which has a very tough school crossing on Route 23 on the way into Great Barrington, I've been ticked off too. I'm not immune to that, but it's 20 miles an hour, and it's hard to go 20 miles an hour.
It is.
But let me tell you, you do it because it's the right thing.
Well, it's hard, especially if you never see any kids there.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm not a speeder, really, and even I have difficulty sticking to 15 or 20 miles an hour when it doesn't seem like there's ever a need for it.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, you make some very good points. I appreciate your call.
Thanks
a lot. Yep. Okay, and now we'll go to Mike in upstate. Where's upstate New York? Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, I'm Paul. Now, I wonder, on these, do you actually get points on your license for these tickets?
Well, that's what Lewis from 14A just asked. He doesn't know.
Yeah, because Yonkers had red light tickets, and I went through a red light. Apparently, it would just turn yellow, and they sent you a citation in the mail.
Right.
It says you paid this fine, and there's no points on your license.
Could well be. Could well
now,
be.
If I got stopped by a police officer going through a red light, I would get points on my license, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
If this is not going to put points, there would be actually no discouragement. People would just be paying that fine and just keep on speeding.
Well, no. Paying the fine is some discouragement, but I would agree with you.
Yeah, but I would think
it would be a good idea to figure out how to do the points. But as Lewis from 14A figured out, tried to say, is how do you know who was driving the car?
Right.
That's the problem when you start sending
tickets.
Well,
they take a picture. They took my picture and they take your pick. They see who is driving in the car.
Interesting. But then you have to, until we have total face recognition, you know, how are you going to figure that out, who that actually was? You say, Strigouli, Anton Strigouli was driving the car. The car is registered to Strigouli. Now we have to figure out if the guy who he took the picture of is actually Strigouli or could be his identical twin brother. Could be problematic.
Well, the thing is, you know, if they're not putting points on your license, I just think it's just another money-making, you know, scheme to make money.
No, but won't it stop some people?
I hope that's, you know, the point that it would do that, but I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, I understand exactly what you're saying. I understand
but with
exactly.
With that red light thing, you just get a fine, and people just pay that red light fine, $50, and, you know, be on your way.
Mike, thanks for the good call. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Let's go to Vince in Gilderland. Vince, you're on. Hello, Vince. Well, maybe not. Vince, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Vince.
Hi. I have 2 points. One is that the driving public, we all pay taxes. We all have a right to the road. But it's not a right. It's a privilege. And as a privilege, that means it can be taken away. It is taken away for people who prove themselves to be bad drivers.
Yeah.
So this idea of privacy, I think, is really a red herring. It's a privilege, and we all pay taxes. I have a right to the road. I have a right to safety, safe driving conditions on the road. And so the second point is, we all have seen the GPS systems. Many people have them in their cars. It's a small cost to add something like that to every car. And they're accurate to within 100 feet. With a small antenna at every other intersection, you would have accuracy to within a foot. So you would know where these cars are. You would have information about how fast they're moving, what direction they're moving in. As far as who's driving the car, you could have the same type of thing on your driver's license a small RFID a tag on, inside your driver's license that needs to be inserted into the vehicle as your ignition key. Now you know who's driving and you know what's being done with the vehicle.
Okay, you know, those are all interesting. I think they're obviously, you're right about one thing, Vince. The technology is improving almost to a frightening sense. I mean, and I think, you know, what we'll find is that GPS and other things will start to kick in as part of it. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks.
Okay. All right. From Richard. Hi, I lived in New York City, once got a ticket for running a red light and on an automatic camera. A letter was sent to me with a photo of my car going through the intersection with the traffic right light red. I had to pay a fine, but no points were charged on my license, and there's no way to prove I was driving. I believe that is the system with tickets issued by the automatic cameras rather than being pulled over by an officer, in which case points are charged to one's license. And then from James, hi, Alan, it's been possible since the Easy Pass system was initiated to accurately calculate the speed of a vehicle between various points on the throughway. I thought about that a lot, by the way, James. In the coming years, when Easy Pass becomes compulsory on the throughway and elsewhere, I believe it will be used for speed control, and I think that's a good thing. People drive like maniacs on the throughway, and if their speed could be reduced, then at least the other bad driving habits would hopefully cause less accidents. I view this as just another tool for law enforcement and not as an infringement on my rights. And as for the caller who cites discretionary enforcement, the machines certainly take the discretion out of the equation. They don't play favorites. And that's Jim in Montgomery. And thank you, Jim. Makes a lot of sense. 1-800-348-2551. But hold your calls right now. I'll tell you when, because right now there are no free phones. Okay, we'll go to Lee in Ulster. Welcome back, Lee. How can we help you today?
Oh, Alan, I was actually going to talk about the dust-up with Easy Pass when it first came online, that Everybody was excited that it was going to be used to determine if people were speeding on the throughway. There was
They were afraid it was going to determine who they were sitting next to.
It was going to be used to catch people who drove too fast.
Or who were philandering. Go ahead.
There was a court case that they could not, in fact, use Easy Pass to make those determinations. They some group took them to court. My other comment is
The other reason is, obviously, if you're on the throughway and you start at point A and you're going 75 miles an hour, right? And in a 65 mile an hour zone or whatever you're going, 80 miles an hour, if you pull over for a little while, right? Then you can be on your way, eat a pastrami sandwich.
Absolutely substantive argument, about trying to use that information for that purpose.
Right.
I will say that I have to admit that I think that there's a fundamental difference. I know there's been some talk about personality of people who speed. For me, I have a tendency to creep up on the throughway depending on the flow of traffic and the speed things are going. That's different to me than keeping your foot on the gas when you're going past a school.
No, everything's different, but let me tell you.
Yeah, cameras around schools are great.
Hey, Lee, I think you're terrific. I've always appreciated your calls, but the question I have for you. But I have the question for you today, and that is, aren't there psychopathic drivers? You know, people who weave in and out compulsively, they get too...
We talk a lot about rage and politics and so on and so forth. I think that there's just a certain percentage of people who really become bizarrely impatient and aggressive in their cars.
I think they think they're playing baseball. They're testing themselves. Oh, I could get through here. I can get through. I know.
Well, that's a kid thing. I'm talking about the 40-year-old whose blood pressure goes up because, there's somebody going 5 miles under the limit in front of him and he's passing on a double. I've seen that plenty of times.
Yeah, sure. But you know what? I mean, still, there are people who I think are sort of addicted to playing games with themselves. I knew a guy who killed a guy who had 5 children by going out into the breakdown lane and came right up to one of the guy wires on a telephone pole. And I believe it was in Lake Placid that this happened, and it sliced his car in half. Why do you have to do that? People are just built that way. Too bad.
There's no explanation. I honestly don't think this is I don't know how one determines the behavior that allows somebody to put themselves in a situation where they can be so egregiously injured. But, you know, Route 28 is a classic example in Ulster County.
Yep.
There are folks, and, you know, God bless them, you know, they're in a hurry to get to their vacation, who find Route 28 just a miserable road to drive and are very aggressive about passing people. There's been some terrible accidents. Does it pay to put cameras on 28?
Yes.
To keep a family intact?
Yes.
I would say yes.
Yeah, it does. Hey, Lee, great call. Thanks a lot. Appreciate
bye,
it.
Hank.
Okay, bye. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, you're on.
Hey, Alan.
Hey.
School zones.
Yeah.
Any camera, and I agree with previous callers, the camera's ticket the registered owner of the car, not the driver.
Right.
So necessarily, you're not getting the guy who's actually speeding. You're getting the car he borrowed.
That's true.
Do they turn the cameras off when school's not in session? I don't believe that, I'm not positive, but I don't believe a school zone, while it's on vacation, is still a 20-mile or 15-mile-an-hour school.
Well, no, that's right. That's right.
It's only while school is in session.
Yeah, and most of the signs say that.
And thirdly, listen, I understand it would be a tragedy for a child to get hit in a crosswalk. But the problem with your example is the camera's going to take a picture of your kid getting hit. It's not going to stop the guy screaming down the street while a kid's in the sidewalk.
Well, have you ever heard about prevention?
I don't think cameras will prevent all the drivers. I think that there is a certain amount that will say, oh, man, I'm going to get caught. But there's a large segment of this population that's just going to go, it won't be me.
Well, that's true. I mean, I see it, you know, I come over every morning very early in the morning, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. And
it's not going to be me. Smoking's not going to kill me. Guns aren't going to kill me.
And there are guys who pass me at
100. Speeding's not going to kill me.
There are guys who pass me at 100 miles an hour.
Sure.
And you really wonder about it. Hey, Dave.
And that mentality, cameras are not going to stop that mentality.
Yeah, but they will stop some.
Maybe, but do they stop the one that hits the child? You don't know that.
Well, one thing is, you know, I'm going to guarantee you one thing. Alan is going to guarantee you that if this thing goes into effect, you will see a drop in fatalities and in injuries in school zones. Why? Are there jerks who will continue to do it? You bet there are. But for the most part, people are law-abiding. They do what they're supposed to do, and they don't. And then there are a whole bunch of people who don't want to get caught.
But Alan, if they did what they were supposed to do, would they need cameras?
No, that's true. But I was about to make it a complex sentence, semicolon, and say,
all right,
and for the ones who don't do what they're supposed to do, some of them will be afraid of getting a ticket.
All right,
Dave, thanks
a lot.
Have
the best day, Kenny.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
1-800-348-2551. We'll go to Paul in Ludlow, Massachusetts. Paul, by the way, there's one free
phone. Hello, Alan. How are you?
Hey, Paul, go.
Hi, Alan. How are you today?
Well, so far, okay, you know. Ups and downs.
First of all, I have to say some of your callers are ridiculous. Some of them make sense, but a lot of them are ridiculous. What's so hard about going 15 miles an hour through a school zone for 100 yards? I mean, how much of a hurry can people possibly be in? That's number one. Out here in the little town of Ludlow, and I hope some of the cops are listening, a lot of the violators of the 15-mile-an-hour school zone are the school buses themselves. And not only that, my biggest pet peeve is at the end of the day when the school buses pick up all the kids and they're all lined up to come out of the school, there's 10, 15 school buses all lined up.
Yep.
Somebody stops to let one school bus out, and next thing you know, it's a train of school buses coming out. They don't stop at the stop sign. They just keep going. The cops sit right here. They watch it. Why don't they do something about that? That's not setting a good example. People see that, and you just – and like I said, I hope some of these cops in this little town are listening because that is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, you know, I mean, I have certainly – I taught at New Paltz, as you know, for almost 40 years, and I would come down Mannheim Boulevard, and sure enough, the school would be letting out. And sure enough, I would stop to let the first guy out. The next 10 would come out. And I have to admit that, you know, I wasn't happy about it. But, Paul, in all honesty, it's probably the safest thing to have done. Let them all out. Let them all go. Why would I have to say one in, me out, one in, me out, you know, that kind of thing. I think probably you and I should probably haul in our tempers a little bit about that. I think there's an argument to be made for it.
Well, I don't think it's a matter of temper, Alan. I think it's a matter of they think they're above the law just because they're driving a school bus, that they can just not even slow down at the stop sign and just keep right on going, following the one that went before them.
Well, don't you think that the cops who you're talking to in Ludlow would be cognizant of the fact that they were breaking a rule? I think they probably have accepted this as the safest way to go, letting all the school buses out at one time. I suspect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, I think it's selective
enforcement. Yeah.
Selective enforcement of the law. Okay. The stop sign is there, regardless if you're driving a big yellow bus or if you're driving a little Subaru.
That's the greatest thing about this show. We can all be like each other, be civil, and not agree. You and I don't agree on this one, but hey, maybe you're right and I'm wrong. Who knows? Paul, thank you. Got to take a break. Appreciate it.
Okay. Yep.
Bye. We will take a short break. There's one free phone. We'll come back and we'll talk to Bob and Randy and George and Mitch. Be right back with you.
Support for WAMC goes from the Art Kell Museum at Canajoharie, presenting the exhibition Of Time in the Mohawk River, featuring artwork depicting the Mohawk River and Erie Canal from the 19th through 21st centuries. ArtKellMuseum.org. Snow Farm, Williamsburg, Massachusetts, a New England craft program offering workshops for adults and teens taught by master craftspeople on a 50-acre farm. SnowFarm.org. Eagle Hill School, Hardwick, Massachusetts, a college prep boarding and day school for students in grades 8 through 12 with learning disabilities, dyslexia, ADD, and ADHD. EHS1.org. And Harrington's Lumber, Millwork, and Building Supplies, offering Marvin windows and doors, handcrafted in America, energy efficient, and available with customization options. We share your passion. Harrington's.com.
Okay. we have five phones. We have five phones up. When somebody hangs up, you call. Okay, ready? 1-800-348-2551. Bob in Albany. Okay, Robert, go ahead.
Well, I think you had the right approach of what you're discussing with the last caller. And one thing I would like to point out, it always seems to be, it's not my school, it's not my neighborhood, it's not my street. So those people that are treating it and slowing down and observing it live there, but how often do we end up just speeding past somebody else's school? And I know that Albany has upgraded their flashers and, you know, now it actually shows the speed that you're doing in a bright red sign, and I welcome the photo system because I've seen everybody. You know, we live in a walkable community, and I can't even send my kids to school. I have to walk them, and not only that, I actually have to walk out into the crosswalk and yell at cars, swear at cars, because everybody's in a hurry and they just have to go to work and it's not their neighborhood, it's not their school. But I'm sure they slow down for their own school.
By the way, I'm not so sure.
I would like to think so.
I love that. That's always the absolute retreat. I would like to think so. Would you do that? I would like to think so. I always say to the Republicans or the Democrats in the Senate, some guy's running against them, and I always say, would you treat them the way they treat you? And they always say, I'd like to think so. Yeah, right. Hey, Bob, it's a very interesting point, and I appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Randy. That opens up one free phone. Randy in Pittsfield, 1-800-348-2551. Go, Randy. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. How are you? I think this is an issue of civility, lack of, and it goes way beyond schools. I drive 40,000 miles a year. I see constant nonsense all day, every day, people speeding everywhere all the time. The idea that there's not enough money to pay for cops to be at school zones, if that's actually a problem, is nonsense. You could put a cop in my driveway on my street in Pittsfield, and catch enough speeders in one day to pay for cops for a whole year at every school in Berkshire County.
You know, I often wonder about that. And, you know, here we are. We live up on Hollenbeck on the hill in Great Barrington, and these guys come up here like bats out of hell. And you say, wait a second, one guy on the cross street here, one cop on the cross street, just a couple of days, and they'd give out an awful lot of tickets. But for some reason, no matter how many calls you make, it doesn't always happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, and they're not doing it. And what happens is that people stretch the whole thing further and further and further. As you know, you drive down 90, there's two cops that sit there every day watching people go by at 75 miles an hour. They don't do anything about it. And so people feel that they can do that rather than just doing the right thing to begin with. So then you start legislating all this other nonsense to try to control what should be controlled in a proper way. Next thing you know, you're going to have cameras everywhere.
That's okay with me.
Catching all kinds of people for all sorts of things once you let that cat out of the bag.
Like what? And, like what are you worried about?
Okay, well, I'll give you a personal personal experience. And in 2 weeks' time, now I mentioned I drive 40,000 miles a year. I haven't been stopped by a policeman for speeding in many years. We were in California on vacation and crawled out of a parking lot onto a canyon road where they have a camera that will catch you if you don't actually stop before you pull out onto this canyon road.
Well, that exists, but Randy, that exists everywhere. In other words,
well, okay.
everybody says I rolled out. I really.
And you know what?
Yeah.
They send you a link to it, and you can watch it. You can watch the movie yourself, and you can see that. I mean, this is a crawl into the street.
Yeah, crawl, but just
and so then the second situation was in the country of New Zealand, where they've scattered these cameras all over the country.
Right.
And I was going 66. In a 60-mile-an-hour zone.
Wow.
And, you know, you get on the Internet, and psh, they got nothing but complaints. I'm not a speeder. I don't speed. I make it a practice not to speed. But I'm not perfect, and we're just setting ourselves up for a whole lot of crap that ought to be taken care of by enforcement of the law everywhere, all the time.
Okay, now you've gone around twice on the same issue.
You
have made your point, and we thank you for it, Randy.
You bet. Talk to you later.
Yeah, bye. Okay, and let's go to George in Half Moon. George, you're on.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Just to you know, to add to what Randy said, but not on a different side of it. You know, unless you're in the position of writing uniform traffic tickets and enforcing these vehicle traffic laws, it's hard for civilians to accurately describe what can happen in a situation. There is an issue when it comes to enforcement, and it's not because there's not enough. There's not enough police officers, but it's not as easy as just saying, oh, there has to be funding. Why don't we get more police officers? It's not that easy. Unless you're on that side, you only know why it's so difficult to have more police officers on the road. If there's a trooper on the thruway, that trooper has 40 miles to cover in each direction, sometimes less, sometimes more. It's a lot of miles to cover on a thruway when you try to enforce a vehicle in traffic. Well, I know there's always a complaint for, oh, where's that police officer? Where's that trooper when you need them?
Exactly.
They're out there, and if they don't have you pulled over, they have somebody else pulled
over. So are you making George, are you making an argument for cameras or not?
For. Statistics have shown, I'm from a Long Island originally, and they have placed them in various intersections that have high ratio of serious personal injury and or fatalities. And the statistics have shown after many years, these cameras have been there for quite a number of years, that the incidences of these tragedies have gone down considerably.
Well,
it takes a while before that influence is felt, but it is there.
Well, listen, George, you made your point. There are a lot of people on. We want to make sure that everybody gets a chance. I thank you so much for the call. You make great sense. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Mitch in East Nassau. Mitch, you're on.
Hi there. I have a couple comments. I guess I'm not going to comment specifically on whether cameras are a good idea or not. I have technological concerns about that, but you can kill someone at 20 miles an hour or at 15 miles an hour as well.
Yeah, but your chances are much greater at the higher speed.
But the real problem, especially, I think, in school zones is distraction rather than speed, particularly with the younger drivers. And cameras won't help with distracted driving.
Listen, Mitch, let me argue with you for a moment, civilly, of course. There's a difference between everything. You're quite right. Somebody sees somebody walking by who's distracting for one reason or another. That could happen. They look down at their instant messaging, and that could happen. Nevertheless, these studies are showing that, the last caller was right on the money, that it does lessen the chance. Though, is it perfect? No. But will it help?
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
But I think a better solution would be to engineer safety rather than to try to control it after the fact.
For example?
For example, making the zones around the schools no traffic. You shouldn't have schools on highways.
Yeah, you're right, but too late.
You can engineer a buffer around the school so you don't have through traffic going through the school zone.
I'm for that, but I'm also for cameras. Hey, Mitch, thanks for the call. Appreciate
it very
much.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Let's go to Ellen in Kingston. Ellen in Kingston, you're on. This is the lightning round, everybody. We're trying to move it along so everybody gets a chance. Go ahead, Ellen. Ellen.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
I think that the cameras are a good idea.
Right.
Not only around the schools, but at heavy intersections especially. I've looked overseas where they do use cameras in the large cities, and it does make a difference. I think that really people just drive too fast. I used to commute to Albany for 10 years, and people used to fly by me like they were shot out of cannon.
Right.
And I just think that anything to protect the children and to protect pedestrians, I don't think there's
and other drivers,
wrong with
Ellen,
them.
And to protect other drivers. I mean, I feel very unsafe when some of these, there are certain words you can't use on the radio, you understand? Some of these persons.
Yeah, they're fruitcake.
They are. They're really, they've got to be crazy to drive the way they do.
You had a lady calling about Route 28. Well, I live in Kingston.
Yep.
The two worst roads up here are 28 and 9W.
Yep.
And we have fatalities every year on those roads.
Mm.
And it's always speeding.
Yeah, it's true. Ellen, thank you so much. And I'm going to refrain.
You're welcome.
I'm going to refrain from my Wagner joke about Mr. Wagner, Mr.
Bye-bye.
Wagner. Yeah, bye. Okay. Number three. Okay. Number three. Drew in Jacksonville, Florida. Is that right? Is that where you are? Oh, passing through. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Drew.
Yeah, I'm passing through. Yeah. I'm a driver. And I was going to say, from what I've noticed as far as, people speeding and whatnot, and I drive every day, 11 hours. And it's really a group mentality. Like when you're going through the heavy areas of New York City, which I go through quite a lot, like George Washington Bridge, it's almost like lawlessness. It may say 50 miles an hour and you got people going 70.
Or if they're coming off the bridge, they're going nothing.
Okay, you're right about that. I'm talking about the whole stretch.
To the Cross Bronx Expressway, right. Go ahead.
Another thing, my company, a lot of other truck drivers hate my company. My company's Prime. And they don't like my company because they govern our trucks to a slower speed. Now,
govern meaning you can't go over. It's physically incapable of going over a certain speed. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I cannot go over 62 miles per hour,
gotcha.
And that's only if I'm on cruise, and on the foot pedal, it'd be 58.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it saves fuel. And what else it does? They've seen a dramatic. And they have 7,000 trucks fleet-wide. They've seen a dramatic reduce in the number of accidents.
Interesting. And so you're saying what I said a couple of seconds ago, that the stats show that the faster people go, the more the accidents. Has to be, doesn't it? Yeah.
It absolutely is. My company has been around for a long time, and ever since they used to, when they started, how they attracted new drivers was no governing on the trucks in the very beginning.
Huh.
And they had lots of accidents, and eventually they revamped their business, and they said, look, okay, new trucks, but this is as fast as you can go, and you will not go any faster.
Drew, I love your call. I just have to try to get everybody in here for the next couple of minutes, so thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Margin in it says Margin in Rosendale. So you Margin?
Martin.
Oh, Martin. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I welcome cameras. I think it's a great idea. I've worked in healthcare my whole life, and some of these folks who think it's a bad idea, they ought to see what happens when children do get hit.
Exactly.
The other thing I'd like to make, just a few quick little points. As for the gentleman who said the buses come out of school one after the other, and the police just stand there and watch. Well, the police should be out there. They trump the lights and the stop signs, and they should just direct the buses out.
That's a good point.
The other thing is these bus drivers are setting a terrible example for what, 30, 40 children on the bus that they could pass stop signs?
Unless, Martin, it's the rule. I mean, I'm going to guess that there is a procedure that is being followed that they all come out at the same time. And that the schools want them to do it that way, and that they figure it's safer. But I could be wrong. But I think that's probably what's going on.
You may be right.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, in order not to set a poor example, let the police officer who's sitting in his car stand out there and wave the buses out.
No, I agree with that. I think that's
My one last point is that I was under the impression that if you own a car, you have to list the drivers who are going to be driving it for insurance purposes.
That may be so. I think I am able to lend my car to somebody. You know, I think that's true. I think if you're driving down the road.
Well, we all do it. Yeah. We all do it, but I don't think it's legal. And if somebody who is presented in court says, well, I wasn't driving, I lent my car out, they should, their insurance company should be notified, and maybe that would stop them from doing it.
Martin, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, and let's go to, who's that? Who's that there? Let's go to Chris in Albany. Okay, Chris in Albany, you're on.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
Thank you for having me on. Yeah, I'm actually for cameras in some instances. When I was a pedestrian on New Scotland Avenue, got ran over by a car, and they didn't stop for a stop sign. So it would have been nice to have, you know, cars on New Scotland stopping at the lights.
Wait,
so.
You were run over?
Yes, I was.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
No. Huh.
And I think it's just an epidemic on New Scotland Avenue in Albany that people would just drive right through the red lights without cameras slowing down. So if we had cameras, maybe that would change behaviors.
Okay, Chris, thanks for the good call. Appreciate it very much. Let's go to Chris in Amherst. Okay, Chris, real fast, go ahead. Lightning round.
Hello? Hi, how you doing? Yeah. I was in New Mexico for a while, and they took out the red light cams in New Mexico and Arizona and a couple of other states because, well, politicians and law enforcement wanted it. After a couple of years, they noticed that rear-end collisions went up dramatically.
That's interesting. In other words, if they see a camera, they put on the brakes?
Exactly.
That's a possibility. Hey, Chris, thanks. I wish I could help more, but I can't. Let's go to Tony in North Adams. Tony, really quickly.
Hi, I was just wondering how often they would check the accuracy of the cameras.
Well, they got to do that with radar, too, right? I mean, radar has to be checked every once in a while.
Right, and if they have companies like you mentioned from another country that are just running these cameras for a profit, is there any incentive for them to kind of like alter the alter the numbers slightly so it looks like more people are going fast?
Well, it could be. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's go to, very quickly, Lewis, you're on. Lewis. No, Lewis is on. Thank you. Okay. So, we're out of time, but we got everybody except for Lewis, who wasn't there when he should have been. We're thank everyone who called in. Apologize to Lewis. Support for the Vox Pop comes from the Berkshire Co-op Market, Great Barrington, offering organic and local groceries, working to build a healthy and sustainable community. Berkshire.coop. Proctors, representing Flashdance, the musical, May 6th through 11th, proctors.org, for tickets. Metroland, an alternative news weekly serving New York's Capital Region and Western Massachusetts. Block Island Tourism, Block Island, Rhode Island, offering accommodations, entertainment, white sand beaches, bicycling, dining, shopping, history, nature, and more. BlockIslandInfo.com. Thanks again, everybody, for joining us today on the Vox Pop. Remember, the conversation continues online at WMC.org/VoxPop. Our engineer has been Zach Malloy. Your calls were answered by Bruce Herbach. Our producer is Jessica Blaustein Marshall. You know her work. I'm Alan Chartok. Stay tuned now for a news update.